just over 30 days, 35 days right now until Election Day, and I still maintain...
It doesn't feel like that short of a timeline. My gosh.
I still maintain that the most important election in the St. Louis region this November is going to be that for St. Louis County Executive.
Absolutely.
I'm not taking away from the race for governor in Illinois. I'm not taking away from the race for U.S. Senate on the Missouri side. I'm not taking away from any of the amendments. Those are all really, really important. But when it comes to the direction of the region in particular, obviously the county executive's race is, to me, the most crucial one that nobody should be sleeping on. Mark Montavani, as you know, is... challenging Sam Page, and he joins us right now. Mark, welcome back to the program. Appreciate you being on the show. This time around in the conversation, I want to do comparisons here. You're a businessman, and we know how bad businesses have been hurting over the last year and a half, 2 years. If you're elected, what changes when it comes to economic development, attracting businesses, making the environment as friendly to businesses as possible, which obviously another word for businesses is jobs. What changes under a Montavani administration?
Well, thanks for having me on. A big topic, because many things that the county executive and the county government touch affect perspectives, perceptions, and the substance of doing business in St. Louis County. St. Louis County over the last couple of decades has developed a reputation that it is not friendly to businesses, and there are a number of reasons why that is so. It is perceived as a place where there is a lot of red tape to do business. There are situations where there's doubling up of licensing requirements. There's a lack of coordination with municipalities on zoning issues. The county government itself has not always remembered, I think, that it is in the service business. Some of the offices that engage, connect, touch businesses have developed a reputation for being less than cooperative with businesses in terms of things like the hours that they're open, the procedures for doing business with them, alike. And so the first thing we have to do is remember we're in the service business and we're trying to serve the residents and the businesses of St. Louis County, like any other business would, I think. Secondly, we, of course, have to make certain that our tax base is fair and perceived as such, and that it's fairly administered. I regularly hear criticisms of the real estate tax situation with respect to assessments, particularly of commercial properties that are perceived as being aggressive, unfair, and the like. Thirdly, we have got to recognize that staffing, as you suggested, Mike, is an important consideration for businesses. When I was running my business, we had a real challenge always of identifying, hiring technologists and the like. As a region, this transcends just St. Louis County. As a region, we've got to make it clear that developing technologists and young professionals to service our growing business organizations is more of a priority. These things are doable. Many communities across the country have done these kinds of things. We have to get more effective at retaining our young people in town so our labor pool is perceived as appropriate. So I think that the question is a good one, and it requires a change in mindset across the board. You know, businesses drive the economic standing of a lot of lives, and there is no... there is no reason why government can't collaborate and support business organizations in their attempts to grow. That's really what creates a dynamic region.
Good morning, Mark. Gabe Pfeiffer here. In addition to the importance of setting that environment, that business environment. I think crime is one of those contributors to that. And St. Louis County's increasing crime is a problem. And it's gone so far as to have the St. Charles County executive call for major changes to alleviate the crime that seems to be encroaching from the city. What's your plan for the county to reduce our crime problem?
Well, first of all, you're exactly right. With respect to economic opportunity in the region and growth, crime has to be dealt with. One of my frustrations, guys, is that the current county executive has not even addressed the reality of a growing crime rate in the community and the perception that people have here. I mean, my friends and neighbors feel unsafe, and so consequently, that causes us to lose population, and businesses either leave or they don't want to invest here, they don't want to move here. So we've got to have an aggressive crime plan. I find it's if it wasn't so serious, it would almost be laughable. People in the St. Louis area somehow or other think that crime is almost an unmanageable challenge. And, you know, if you look around the country, almost every major metropolitan area in America has a crime plan that they have developed locally and that they're trying to execute. We seem to be sitting on our hands in this area, which makes me crazy, all right? So, look, the very first thing that I would focus on as county executive is the development of a crime plan. Now, I have some ideas about this, but this has got to be a community-wide kind of a plan. I can propose a plan that involves short-term intermediation of trying to get bad actors off the street, but I've got to engage with the police on that. You have to engage with the community. The clergy can be a big help, as they have been in other communities around the country. You've got to engage with businesses because you've got to get economic opportunity in order to give people an option relative to moving their life in a different direction. The best programs, the ones that I like the best, are built sort of along the model of what was called Operation Ceasefire, which was a Boston initiative in the early part of the 2000s. Oakland's done a similar program. And basically, what these programs involve is getting into the neighborhoods and working with community leaders to identify who the likely bad actors are. And then intermediation between the police and the community with respect to those people, and say, basically, look, your days of engaging in violent activity are over. Now you've got two choices. You can either deal with the prospects of incarceration. We'll get you off the streets if we have to. Or we're going to give you an option to turn your life around. That's why businesses are important, because you offer people the opportunity to straighten their lives out, to get some training, to maybe get a job after their training and the like. And they get to make a choice, right, as to whether or not how their life is going to go. You engage with the feds on some of the enforcement, on some of this kind of stuff. So there's a lot of programs built along a similar model to that have been reasonably successful in other communities. What we've got to do is we've got to have a plan, darn it, and work the thing in order to demonstrate to the community that we're serious about this and to get these bad actors off the street. Then, you know, the whole thing around longer-term initiatives is also right. There is truth to the statement that people turn to crime because they're desperate, because they don't see economic opportunity. And so you have to deal with the long-term initiative as well as creating a growing economy and growing opportunities. But the very first thing you got to do is you got to get the bad actors off the street.
Good morning, Mark. We're talking to Mark Montavani, candidate for St. Louis County Executive. Mark, there are a fair amount of people listening right now and who are in St. Louis who are independent. Are there, Democrats wanting to lean away from Sam Page? If there's one message you want to deliver to them right now, what would that be?
Well, look, I think that if you're an honest broker and you look at the last 4 years of St. Louis County government, you have to agree that that it is characterized by chaos within the county government. I mean, the county executive's interactions with the council have been wholly ineffective. He has had to be forced to do the right thing over and over, forced by the courts, you know, with respect to seating of the chair, with respect to his second job. The voters had to engage with respect to paying Tim Fitch's pension. So there's just been chaos. The relationship between the executive and legislative branches has been wholly dysfunctional. So I think that that is an example of failed leadership, of a person who doesn't understand how to work with others and for the common good. There have also been examples of corruption and the like, but all of these things are important to me because they are preventing us from dealing with the fundamental challenges of our community, which are crime, as we talked about, and the lack of economic development and the like. And so I recognize that there is some confusion about the fact that I ran as a Democrat and I'm running as a Republican. The fact is that all I care about is St. Louis. This should not be a question about parties. These should be nonpartisan offices, as they are in most communities around America. But if we don't take this opportunity to get our community on the right track, we're going to continue to be passed up by all of those other places, Midwestern communities around us, Kansas City and Indianapolis and Nashville. And I'm just tired of it. There is no reason why St. Louis can't be in the vanguard of Midwestern communities that are growing and succeeding. The reason we're not doing this is because our leadership has been substandard, and I think I've got a different approach, and I think we can do some good if the community will think broader and allow a different kind of leadership.
I think the word substandard is immensely polite. That's a very polite way to put it. I would use much harsher words, but
I
all right.
Disagree with you.
Yeah, Mark.
In the morning, I might as well be polite.
Mark, you get. I know your social media is up on Twitter, at least. Is the website up yet?
Yes, it is. Mark4STL.com.
All right, easy enough. All right, Mark Montavani challenging Sam Page for the county executive's position. Let's do it again here sooner rather than later, Mark.
I'm at your service, guys. Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
All right. 314-912-1019. Your take on what you just heard from Mark Montavani. Let's talk about it right here on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL.